The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. We are back. It's Friday. We have an exit interview, which I'm very excited about. Before I get into that and play that for you, I just want to remind you guys that I talked to my latest winner, Cody Calafiore, the winner of season 22 this week. I hope you check that out. He brought up some interesting points, some of which went a little viral on Twitter. And then we had Janelle on Twitter kind of speaking out about some of it. So really, really fun stuff. Really good week. I'm excited. Like I said, I love these winter interviews. So I have a couple more coming up. Please check those out. And yeah, and I just want to remind everybody that these exit interviews work differently now that it's jury phase. I do not get to directly talk to the players and I just submit questions. And so the questions are asked by, you know, someone at CBS and they're screened. So some of my questions might not get through. Some of them, the wording might be changed a little bit. But you are not going to hear my voice. So I just want to make that clear. You know, I could do some fancy editing and all that. But at the end of the day, I just want to get this out for you guys as quickly as possible. So there's really no point in me, you know, trying to dub in my voice or something. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy. And this is my exit interview with Cameron.
First question. You wanted Corey out this week. Do you regret not taking him out last week when you were HOH?
Oh, I 100% regret having not pulled the trigger on Corey. Looking back, I should have known how against the decision Jag was. I should have been very leery, but I also was attempting to work as hard as I could with the fugitives. I knew that at some point I was going to have to rely on some people to get a little farther into the game because at that point I had basically just been fighting my butt off every week and I was going to have to put some trust in someone. And I chose to trust them. And I believe that it probably could have worked out, but I wish even now that I would have went ahead and backdoored Corey. Absolutely.
Who do you think is playing the best and worst game thus far?
Playing the best game right now, even though I probably threw up some obstacles for him for the remainder of his time in there, I think Jag's playing one hell of a game. I also believe that Corey's playing one hell of a game. And between the two of them, there's going to be a big showdown. And if it were going to come to the competitions, Jag's going to take that one home. I mean, I'm pulling for him. So, and I told him that straight up. Who do I feel is playing the worst game? Well, honestly, I'm sitting here talking to you. So, you know, damn. But outside of that, I think that Felicia is just kind of, she's just kind of floating in the wind right now. She's just biding her time, waiting until it's time for her time to go. She's going to be taken out. She knows it, but I'm hoping that she plays as long as she can because she's one heck of a character for the house. That's for sure.
What was your biggest move and biggest mistake in the game?
Biggest move was the week. Humilla week. I like to call that one Izzy week. It was basically because I had broken up with Legend 25 as an alliance because they blindsided my boy Red and I put Izzy up and Felicia, and I think that was the moment in the game that opened up the entire game for everyone. I may be wrong and I may be a bit biased, but having made that move, I think turned the game upside down, and I'm proud of that because it opened up opportunities for everyone to be able to play. I think that, you know, guys like Jag and Corey and even Jared at the time, they wouldn't be in the positions that they got into had we not pulled that trigger and done that week. And I did, and having done it the way that I did it. The worst move that I probably made inside of the house, that one's hindsight. You know, it's hard to say what my worst move is, but if I'd have to pick anything, you know, I'd have to revert back to the idea that of my flaw, and that was just talking too freely. with people and putting a little bit too much trust into conversations that they weren't going to go beyond those ears. And if I could do it all over again, that would be the thing that I would hold my tongue in certain situations regarding passing opinions on people to other people.
Who do you want to see follow you out the door?
Who do I want to see follow me out the door? That would have to be specifically anyone outside of. That would have to be anyone specifically outside of Matt and Jack. I want those guys to go as deep as they can. If I were going to predict who's going to follow me, it would all be according to the whoever won the HOH last night, which I don't know. But if that were the case, my prediction is that Felicia is going to follow me to the jury house next.
Thank you guys for checking out my exit interview with Cameron. I will be back Sunday with a weekly breakdown. I hope to have a special guest, so that will be fun. Check that out. Please like, subscribe, leave a 5-star review. It really does help me out if you, you know, go to Apple, Spotify, click 5 stars, maybe write something nice about me if you like my stuff. It's really encouraging, and I love the feedback. And like I said, subscribe. I know a lot of you watch my videos and might have, you know, not hit the subscribe button, but I hope that you do. And so you don't miss anything. But yeah, I'll see you guys on Sunday.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.